and she told me to look out the window, and you could see an inferno, the flames coming over all the houses from the apartments over there, Settlement Canyon, hopping a bunch of fences to get over here, because I knew that these guys weren't gone. I knew they would not leave. So it was complete chaos. It was an inferno. You could not stand in the driveway right there. It's about 40, 50 feet away. You could not stand in the driveway. It was ridiculous. It was chaos. The only thing that might be saved is our safes, and even that, they're probably a complete loss, because it was 5,000 plus degrees for 4 hours. So they're probably a complete loss as well, as long as everybody else's property, obviously. So
it's a big deal to lose it.
Oh, it's more than a big deal. I don't know what he's going to do. I was here last night. He was a complete stressed wreck, because obviously everything he owns, everything since the past 30, 40 years, because he never gets rid of anything, you know, is gone. So I think deep down it's going to be really hard, but at the surface he's just kind of trying to make the best of it. I have no idea who he's talked to or what now. He has no clothes, no nothing. He was able to throw on shorts, shoes, and a shirt, no underwear, no socks, no nothing. I want to thank God that everybody came out like they did. I think they had a lot more volunteers than they had of actual service members, and I think everybody that came out last night was a good help, because there's people that didn't need to be here, and they were, and you know, they were trying to help, and especially at this point right here, there was a lady trying to get us to leave, and of course we were stubborn and weren't going to leave at the moment until we realized it was nothing else we could do after we watered everything. So finally she got us out.